Relationships. How people treat each other is a major factor in the growing shortage of Missouri Synod pastors, according to the findings of a just-released study. Begins the lead story in the January 2000 issue of The Reporter. The clergy shortage study, prepared for the Board for Higher Education Services, offers 20 problems and their possible solutions. Two examples. Problem number 10, recruiting is about relationships. Possible solution. Remember that building interest in considering parish ministry is a long-term process. Seminary recruiters need to remember that building relationships is just as important for them. Problem number one. People beating on each other verbally and emotionally over differences of opinion, including pastors on pastors, pastors on parishioners, parishioners on pastors, and parishioners on each other. Possible solution. Confess, seek repentance, and stop this sinful behavior. Relationships. It should come as no surprise that the heart of the problem of clergy shortage is relationships. Satan has from the beginning majored in setting man against man and man against God. The two tables of the law provide an ample mirror of our brokenness with God and with each other. The gospel shows the length to which God went to restore that brokenness and to create a new togetherness in Christ. God, in His grace, creates the good relationships that are key to recruitment to the ministry and retention of pastors in ministry. Encouragement toward such relationships and therefore toward solutions is found both in the life of the saint whom we commemorate this day, Saint Timothy, and in the word appointed for his day. Relationships. Today we commemorate Saint Timothy, pastor and confessor. God himself made a heavy investment in young Timothy. In his grace, he had arranged for him to learn from his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice both the manner and the content of a great faith. Then one day, the trumpet call of God's great apostle was heard in the synagogues of Lystra and Derbe, and young Timothy came under the spell of its saving power. From his mentor, the apostle, the young man acquired a standard for words which carry the message of the living God. The gospel came to life in him, offering something better than rabbinic training and even more than he had learned from his mother and grandmother. A new revelation had come in Jesus Christ. The privilege of teaching and proclaiming that word about him and from him was now entrusted to the young man, who diligently listened to the apostle and carried out his instructions. The pastoral epistles are a record of the encouragement Paul gave to the young pastor Timothy. Therein, Timothy was encouraged to keep the pattern of sound teaching that he heard from the apostle, to guard this good deposit with the help of the Holy Spirit. That he did so is confirmed by the fact that he became Bishop of Ephesus, a pastor of pastors, in a city where he confessed the truth against wolves in sheep's clothing who brought in false doctrine. The story of the Apostle Paul and Timothy is about a relationship that grew so strong that Paul calls Timothy his true son in the faith as he introduces 1 Timothy, and his dear son, his beloved son, as he introduces 2 Timothy. Relationships. Indeed, we know how important relationships are. Most of us can name the pastors or pastor who encouraged us toward seminary. More than one district president in residence here on campus has noted how important the encouragement of men toward ministry by their pastors is. The pastors of our admissions staff know how important early and sustained contact with potential students is on the path that eventually leads to seminary. The relationship of faculty to students, of fieldwork pastors to students, of vicarage supervisors to students, is parallel to that relationship between St. Paul and Timothy, his true son in the faith. In these relationships, we learn the patterns of sound doctrine and grow in our pastoral being. In them, we find encouragement. Relationships. Shepherd to sheep. Shepherd to chief shepherd. Sheep to the chief shepherd. Sheep to sheep. The readings appointed for the commemoration of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, from Acts 20 and 1 Peter 5, which we heard, speak of the relationship between pastor and people, shepherd and sheep. The art of shepherding is not well known among us. We live in a very different type of culture than the one in which Peter and Paul and Timothy grew up. In their day, the picture of a shepherd leading a flock and protecting it against beasts of prey was a rather common one. Hence, the Bible abounds in the use of language associated with the work of such men as who heard the angels sing on Christmas Eve. Shepherds, to play the metaphor out in our lives, feed and lead the flock. Pastors feed and lead the church of God. The Holy Spirit has made them overseers, supervisors for that purpose. The Holy Spirit does that through the people who elect them to be elders, pastors. The elders were to guard themselves and the whole flock. Paul uses the picture of a flock because he was thinking of the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, the God who bought the church with his own blood. Indeed, he who was good shepherd was also the lamb led to slaughter for the sins of the world. Peter reminds those in charge of a Christian congregation that it is God's flock, purchased with the blood of the lamb, not their own, that they are tending. The wrong way to go about the responsibilities that go with such a calling is to want to use the office for gain or power. Since it is a task of rare privilege, Peter says, no one ought to assume it under constraint, but rather with the same kind of eagerness with which the Good Shepherd undertook our salvation in the first place. A pastor, says Peter, models what his members ought to be when he himself lives in a humble, non-domineering relationship with his flock. Relationships. Indeed, the chairman of our Board of Regents indicated to the faculty at breakfast on Saturday morning that it is just such a relationship that is so important if new pastors are to make a good beginning with their sheep. We pray today that the Lord, who has given us a new relationship with himself by faith, will, in his grace, create the good relationships that are key to the recruitment of pastors and to the retention of those pastors as shepherds of God's flock, so that our end may be that end that Peter wrote of, the end that all may receive the unfading crown of glory when the chief shepherd appears. In the name of Jesus, the chief shepherd. Amen.